Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Criminal charges against a Virginia pastor have now been dropped. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, the Commonwealth of Virginia, the prosecutor, has now dropped the criminal charges against Pastor Kevin Wilson of Lighthouse Fellowship Church. This particular criminal charge came about as a result of Virginia Governor Northam's unconstitutional COVID order, number 55. And as a result, police served a summons to Pastor Wilson for holding a church service on Palm Sunday with 16 people spaced far apart in a sanctuary that is rated for 293 people. The penalty, unbelievable, Holly, included up to a year in jail and a $2,500 fine. Well, now the criminal charge is dropped, but the federal lawsuit that we have is still ongoing. We're continuing to challenge the unconstitutional orders of Virginia Governor Ralph Northam.
You know, this was definitely great news and a great day when these charges were dropped. I mean, to understand that a church service of 16 people, and of course it was above the governor's magic number of 10, in a room that's rated for 293, and then to come in and serve him with these kind of charges was just unconstitutional. And we talked about how wonderful this church is, what an important lighthouse, literally, it is in this community. And then from the pastor to be served these charges for doing just what God has called him to do, to minister to these people.
Yeah, and in fact, this church does not have internet. We've mentioned this before on the program.
Yeah, so they can't just flip switch.
No, they can't just go online. And many of the people it serves do not have internet, even if they had internet capability. Yeah. You have to understand where this church is. It's on a small part of the island, so to speak, on the coast of Virginia. It is a long drive to get to where it is. Internet is very sparse even for those that have internet. Sometimes cellular service is not very strong either. This church serves a unique community. And Holly, I love this sign. We put it on our press release. It's at lc.org. It's a part of this church sign, and it says, Lighthouse, and between light and house for the word T is a cross. Mm-hmm. So it's Lighthouse with the T being a cross. And it has the lighthouse, which is appropriate for being there on the coastline. But here's it's Lighthouse Fellowship. And underneath it, I like this because it really speaks to what this church does. And this is what it says on this sign. Hope for the hurting, broken, and discarded. And you've had an opportunity to speak with these people and the pastor. And they're just amazing, wonderful people who love the Lord. And that's slogan that's on their sign, hope for the hurting, broken, and discarded, is more than just a slogan. It's what they do.
Absolutely. And I mean, you know, this pastor and his wife both have such a heart for these people. And they're, you know, he's even stated they're like a family. I mean, it's not just they come to church on Sunday, but they spend much time during the week together, ministers to these people. Many of them have come out of drug addiction, prostitution, a lot of mental illness, things like that, poverty. And so they truly are the hands and feet to them, providing physical, emotional, spiritual services to them. Many of the people don't have driver's license, so they depend on the church for rides to get their food or to get to appointments. So you see a church that is really being the church, really being a lighthouse in this community, and it's not something you can just take out without the community groaning. You know?
Yeah, many of the attendees are on limited income. Some, you know, are on government assistance. They have come out of brokenness. The church is helping them to get back on their feet, and they help them with whether it's disability or Social Security or Medicare or Medicaid. The church also helps various members with electric bills or gas bills, rent, groceries, and physical labor. They go and mow people's grass that are not able to have their grass mowed. They don't have the money to have somebody do it, and they don't have the physical capability of going out and, you know, cleaning up their own house, whether it's inside or outside. They offer a blanket ministry, a prayer ministry, discipleship programs and counseling services. And this is not a big church.
Right.
You know, we represent a wide variety of churches in the cases that we have. We have five cases currently pending: Virginia, Maine, Kentucky, Illinois, and California. We also had one in Florida, but that one has been resolved, and that ultimately resulted in the first pastor in the country getting arrested and the Governor DeSantis issuing an executive order right after that, freeing up all houses of worship in Florida. So that would have been the sixth state. We were hours away from filing a lawsuit, and thankful to the governor, we didn't need to do that because of his executive order that was statewide and preempted every local government. But in this, you know, we represent a church like this. Mm-hmm. A small ministry doesn't have internet capability. Many of the people don't have internet. But the ministry it provides is just amazing, much bigger than what you would think for this little church. And then we represent, you know, mid-sized churches or a little bit bigger churches like the one in Maine or the church in Kentucky. And then we represent mega, I'm talking about mega international ministries, like, for example, in California, the church there that has 162 affiliate churches, religious organizations in California, and 65,000 around the country. We represent other ministries that have millions and millions and millions, I'm talking about tens and tens and tens of millions, in some cases, hundreds of millions of people that they reach around the world. Mm-hmm. So a wide spectrum. You know, the fact of the matter is that these one-size-fits-all templates, you can't have a one-size-fits-all template that includes Lighthouse Fellowship, a small church, and this one mega church.
Right.
And also, you have different forms of worship, different styles of worship. And yet these government orders, they just like kick the churches to the side.
Right.
And you know what? Don't underestimate the fact that we're in an election year. Don't underestimate that. Now, the fact is, I think that some of these restrictions will probably go away after November. But I think there's also a second time period to look at, and that is once there's a vaccine, because the more that they keep the pressure on, the more that they're going to keep the churches shut down so that people of faith can't get together, cannot mobilize. And I think a lot of this has to do with political issues. Now, I'm not saying that COVID's not real. It's real. But I'm also saying there's a lot of overreaching right now based upon these unconstitutional orders like this one here. Why give this church and its pastor a criminal citation for having six people more, only 16 total, in a church of 293?
Yeah, can you imagine these people showed up on Palm Sunday and the police show up, you know, and give these criminal charges to the pastor and then tell them if they come back on Easter Sunday, they will receive the same.
Every one of them will receive it. So all of them will get the same.
But just saying that, you think, what country are we talking about here? If somebody just tuned in, what country are you talking about? A communist country? No, this is in America, in Virginia. You know, so this is frightening because this church and every church has a First Amendment right to exist. It is essential. But other businesses where they you can go and pack out the place, they're not.
And in this particular church, the people did not have an Easter service because the church had no in-person service. Palm Sunday happened. The pastor got charged. The police threatened the rest of the other 15 and the pastor, if you come back again next week for Easter, we're going to do it to everybody. Well, they didn't have the option to go online. And, you know, some of them, you know, they just didn't have church. Otherwise, they might have been able to meet by themselves in their home, but they didn't get a chance to meet with their family. This church is the family.
Right.
It's the family of these people. And like I say, they do more than just meet together. You know, I saw something where Andy Stanley said, well, he's going to shut down his church for the rest of the year. Well, you know, that's your decision. But he said, you know, the 1 hour a week service was not essential. Well, that's your opinion. I disagree with that very strongly.
Yes.
You know, but this particular church is essential. This church is doing a major ministry.
You know, we even have the Department of Justice, the vice president has publicly supported this church. You know, they realize this church, as every church is essential. And what they're doing in this community, you know, people depend on this not only for their spiritual needs, but their physical and emotional as well.
That's exactly right. So, you know, the fact is that the good news is the criminal charges are dropped. They should have never been instituted in the beginning. But continue to pray for us because we're continuing to litigate this in the Federal Court of Appeals. We have four in the Courts of Appeals right now and five cases pending all across the country. And we're working with literally thousands of pastors across America. For more information, visit lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776.